Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, 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 hello. It's Nick Janzer, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach. I specialize in helping people overcome anxiety, reclaim their lives through holistic approaches. So I provide personal coaching to guide individuals towards balance and well-being. Together, we develop coping strategies, explore the root causes of anxiety, and make positive life changes. So let's all say goodbye to anxiety and hello, hello to a life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this journey all together. So today, in this episode of this podcast, Holistic Health Coaching for Anxiety, we'll be discussing unmasking self-sabotage in relationship, embrace your potential, and break free. But before we do that, I'd like to introduce the topic. The questions that we'll be asking will be: why do people engage in self-sabotage behavior in relationships? I also like to mention, uncover the avoidance and anxious type attachments, and also plus the core reasons for relationship sabotage, the familiar and the unfamiliar. Why do we do what we do? But before we do that, I'd like to introduce our guest speaker, Kinga Elizabeth Starzlik. Now, Kinga is the founder of Lapis Evolution, is a love empowerment coach and relationship expert with over 16 years of real-world experience in love relationships. She brings unique perspective to her coaching practice. Kinga's own love life hasn't always been easy. She has faced abandonment, infidelity, and rejection. These challenges led her to search for answers and seek ways to create a healthy and committed relationship. Through her personal journey, she discovered the keys to maintaining trustworthy and fulfilling connections. Kinga is dedicated to personal growth and transformation, has made a profound impact on her life. She and her soulmate have been happily married over 10 years. They not only share a loving partnership, but also run two successful businesses together. Their unwavering support for each other and their shared passion for life have strengthened their bond. Living in a beautiful place, Kinga and her husband find a joy in spending quality time together. The magical environment serves as a constant source of inspiration for them. Kinga's expertise, exceptional approach to love and relationship sets her apart from other coaches in the field. Here's what you need to know about her and the level of her work. Kinga's coaching is rooted in the 16 years of proven life experience in love, relationship. She practices what she preaches and teaches, ensuring that her guidance is grounded in real-world situation. As a certified coach with a master's degree in communication, Kinga possesses the necessary skills to effectively communicate and connect with her clients. Her education background enhances her ability to guide individuals towards building and maintaining healthy relationships. In 2021, Kinga was nominated Yahoo, one of the top 1% love relationship coaches in Australia, recognizing highlights her commitment to creating genuine connection and fostering long-lasting relationships. Kinga's accomplishments extend beyond coaching. In 22, she became the first international seller book author with the name of Strong and Free. Her writing further solidifies her position and trust authority in the field of love and relationship. Along with her coaching expertise, Kinga's highly intuitive healer and also practitioner, her ability to channel through clairvoyance and clair empathy and clairsentience and allows her to provide profound insights, guidance to her clients. One of Kinga's superpowers is her talent for bringing out the best in people. Through her coaching, she inspires individuals to tap into the power and make transformative change that benefit all areas of their lives. And so there we have, welcome. Hello, Kinga.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you doing? Hey, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. How are you doing? I'm good.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Hey, welcome aboard to this wonderful chat.
Thank you.
You know, to Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Unmasking the self-sabotage relationship, embrace potential and break free. Hey, we're going to be talking about there's a few things we're going to talk about today. So why do people engage in self-sabotage in relationship? I'm looking at why do people find relationship difficult, especially, you know, anxious type of people. We're all anxious and, type of personalities. And today we can also talk about the difference between anxious and avoidance and anxious attachments, and you know, somehow get some, you know, share some values and the core reasons for relationship failure and sabotage and the familiar and unfamiliar and why do we do what we do. So yeah, please tell us more a little bit more about your relationship coaching and please tell me more about yourself and before we go into a deep dive into the subject.
So, welcome everyone. I'm Kinga Elizabeth Staszałek. I'm a love empowerment coach and relationship expert. I'm also a certified practitioner in family constellation, best-selling author, Strong and Free book for women. And it's been a quite interesting journey for me how I got to being a relationship coach, because my background was actually finance. Mm-hmm. And when I moved to Australia from Poland, I decided to completely change the direction of my life, and I left all my life behind, and I thought that I will find something more meaningful and purposeful. Mm-hmm. But little I knew that I was sabotaging so many areas of my life, and the big part was actually the romantic relationship and the relationship with my loved ones, with my family, that didn't allow me actually to spread my wings and be successful at the beginning. So what I focused on at the beginning, I was really healing and clearing all the unhealthy attachment and the dynamic with all the relationship that I had, because it just didn't allow me to not just be happy in a romantic relationship, but also in my professional life.
Mm. You know, you mentioned finance, your past life in finance. Mm-hmm. A lot of people find that so stressful, so much anxiety in that, so much go, go, quick, let's compete, you know, let's, it becomes, you know, we get stuck in this kind of rigidity of mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I notice a lot of people in the finance group are really, really being challenged by, even they're so stressed out, right? But end of the day, because they're going to show numbers and all that. And yeah, and they don't have time to, you know, really nurture a relationship. Can you kind of share a little story on that? I mean, how did you break out from that? Like, what was the change for you?
That was actually my case as well, because I was chasing the career and climbing the ladder, and I never felt good enough. Like, no matter what kind of promotion I got, and no matter how much I work, it was never enough, not just for me, but also for the work, for my bosses. And the health crisis actually got me to the point when I realized that I can't do that anymore, because they didn't even appreciate me being on a sick leave when I was barely walking and being really, really depressed. And I never put much focus to really look at the relationship, because it wasn't my priority, because of this lack of self-awareness. I thought that this is what it is, this is what I have, and I wanted to change so much the relationship dynamic that I had, especially in my love life, but I just didn't know how. And this is the way how I also look when I connect with people, when I work with my clients, that we are not aware about all those sabotaging patterns that we do, because it stays in our subconscious and unconscious. We take it as it is. And the relationship with our family, we also take it as it is. And it's all connected. What we have in a romantic relationship is the representation of the dynamic and the connection we have with our family members, how it started when we were little. And we take it unknowingly as a quote, like it's something like normal. But it's not normal. It makes us actually, when we look at our current life and we see, oh, this is not what actually I want, and I'm stuck for a while. I've been doing the same pattern. I've been trying to change it. That was my case. For 10 years, I've been trying to change the relationship pattern, and it didn't work. And at some point, I was just reflecting and I realized that I just need to stop doing the same way. And you know, the definition of insanity, what the Albert Einstein said, is doing the same things and expecting different results. And that's how we self-sabotage, actually. We do the same things and we expect different results. So I had to stop, actually, myself, look from a different perspective as an observer, and okay, I need to start completely differently. I need to start to be different. I need to start to do different so I can have different results.
Nice. You know, when you said, I think what got me in that you said I had to become the observer. Now, in my field of anxiety coaching, that's the one thing a lot of people don't have enough time, or give themselves enough time to get off the treadmill and say, hey, something's going wrong. Yeah, it's fascinating. Like, my human behavior involves like a strong pull towards the familiar, but you know, I'm always going for the familiar, no matter how hard it is. I can get resilient to that. But becoming the observer, I can step aside and really, really start to be able to think differently. I like what you said. That it's interesting. What about why do you think it's so difficult to admit that we're self-sabotaging? Why are we ignoring that?
First thing is the lack of self-awareness. And if we don't know things, we can't change it. Once we know things, we have a choice. Without knowing, we have no choice. So it's like a bliss of, you know, person who is not aware, but like nothing is going to change once we are aware. So that's what you said also, like stepping back and taking time to self-reflect, looking at other people, how they do life, how they get the results, how they are happy in a relationship, and start to reflect like, oh, maybe I actually can change it. And looking at yourself, going deeper. And this is the point when most of people actually feel stuck because they don't have a strategy. They don't know actually how to change it. They know it's kind of possible, but they are in this plateau state of they're comfortable. We've been there all the life. And now it's a choice of commitment. Okay, I have a choice and I want to do something about it. But what makes most of people actually not doing that, it's a worthiness and all the doubts that it didn't work in the past. So if it didn't work for a few years, 2 years, 5 or 20 years, the inner critic inside of us keep telling us there is no point, it's too hard, I don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Like all that inner talk and thoughts cause inside of us so much conflict. So we get even more stuck. And I always say to people when I connect, like, what if you knew the whole process, the whole blueprint, step by step,
right,
how to do that? Yeah. And most of people would take that opportunity, but because they don't know how to do it, they keep staying stuck because the mind doesn't know what's the new pathway. The mind only knows what's the old pathway that already happened. And it takes a leap of faith to actually ask for a help from an expert, someone who knows the process, who got the results and know exactly what it takes to get there. That's the easiest way to actually unstuck and do something.
Absolutely. You know what, I think also on the lines that why must we try to feel always in control of everything, like as far as security, you know, we need to feel secure. I was actually talking to someone earlier and they said, I try to feel so much control in what I'm doing that I'm actually self-sabotaging, creating more anxiety in my life. Can you maybe put a little bit of light on how important it is, like, trying to always control the outcome?
Oh, that's like the old me. Yeah, I can totally relate to that. And yeah, I was such a freak control, really, in all area of my life, especially in a relationship. And I was wondering why the relationship and my partner didn't do things for me as I wanted.
Yes.
And I needed to actually just really step back and, wow, 50% of that, it's my full responsibility. I'm playing the massive role. And underneath of that, and when I see working with people, it's always the fear. It's the fear of losing that safety and security, and the fear of that no one actually will be there for us, which is connected with the worthiness of being loved and being supported. Because if we felt that we have the support, that we are safe, that there are people, there is a universe, there is a God, or whatever we believe in, we know that we are guided. We know that we can lose up and surrender and trust more to the circumstances, to the events, to the people, to the God, more than just rely on our own self. But there is one fundamental thing that is blocking us from actually surrender to more of the trust. If we experience some kind of trauma, whether it was one event or ongoing events, such as betrayal, rejection, abandonment, we don't trust. So if we don't trust, because let's say in a childhood, our parents didn't provide us things that we wish to get, we don't trust that we will get it in the other life. So we play the same dynamic just by trying to control and making our way. but this way is actually doesn't allow us to create healthy, empowering and loving relationship.
Yeah, I wonder how many people are actually challenged by abandonment. I mean, one way or all, the human design is like on the bigger picture. Actually, there's a lot of us feeling abandonment, but there's some people are feeling really heavy on that, and that's stuck in our psyche, our mental frame.
I think the biggest part is all together, all those different kinds of trauma. It's betrayal. It's like our perception of what we thought and what we expected to get in the past, and we didn't get that. So this is a personal betrayal that we need to keep ourselves so safe, and we need to control so we won't experience betrayal.
Yeah.
But the more we resist, the more we get it anyway.
Yeah. Like attracts like. But, you know, let's talk to like expectations. You know, if there was a key for you to offer from your specialty, if there's a key to offer to let us to be little, surrender a little bit more on expectations in life, it doesn't matter, relationship, anxiety, you know, everything causes anxiety. But if we were to you said to me, Nick, there's a key for you, the key is to lower your expectations. And when you're doing that, let's just go in for the experience. So because we're all here, human beings, just here for the experience. Would you like to tell me more, or whatever comes up for you here, just on how do we lower our expectations? And is that a good thing?
Sure, but I just want you to clarify, what do you mean lowering the expectation? It comes towards others or yourself?
Yeah, for me, let's look back. Well, if we talk about relationships, many years ago, I decided to leave a relationship, and because I was so familiar with my relationship in the way, you know, everything, just the familiarity. And when I went dating on Tinder and all that sort of stuff, I found it very conflicting, you know. I found it very scary. I found it like my framework was different, you know. I look at a taller lady than me and I felt, wow, you know, the confidence of different people, because maybe I was self-sheltering myself. And when I went to, you know, I dated about, you know, 10 different ladies, and but each, it was a wonderful experience because each one was different. And but I can feel the self-sabotage within myself. I can feel the questioning. What I was used to, it was conflicting, because what I was used to wasn't the same. You know, when I got exposed to more people, lovely people, and they're all in way, they're all have got their needs and expectations. And I self-sabotaged by saying, well, you know, I went there with a different expectation. And I can see my 10 lady friends that were like, that had different expectations. So do you think that that's a little bit restrictive and like that? Because I know that a lot of people who are trying to get out or get into a relationship, they've got this, I think it's like they just want to be with familiar.
It's more of not what other people expect from us, but what we expect from ourselves. And I always say to people, look inwards yourself. Who do you want to be? Because the universe will provide us what we want when we open up to these opportunities. So if we expect that we will meet someone that meet us on the same level and will be aligned, we are opening up energetically to that opportunities.
Yeah.
But if we have underlying subconscious beliefs that we will get rejected,
yes, right,
people will be disappointed at us, people won't love us, we'll end up in a friend zone, or people want something from us and it's never enough, then we actually manifest, because we project that to the world, and we'll receive what we think, what we believe. That's why we call it also self-sabotage. And it's not very visible because it's in our subconscious. So when we confront ourselves with our thoughts and see it's like what actually I'm thinking, what I'm actually feeling. Sometimes I ask people, it's like, oh yes, like good question that you asked this because I never thought about that. And there is no trigger point to allow people to actually reflect and have that, what is the thought? And quite often people reject others from the fear of being rejected, from the fear of being disappointed.
Absolutely.
So maybe in your case was also that, like you felt, and that's quite common with the empathetic, sensitive people, that like we feel, and that's me, we feel others, and we feel others more than ourselves.
Yeah.
So we try to fit by sabotaging our own needs, by sabotaging our truth, and try to fit into what other people think and feel about us, what they want from us. And if it's too scary, we don't do anything.
That's right. You kind of stuck in the same loop. I think that answered my question quite well. I mean, there is the expectation to lower my expectation. I have to be okay with everything. Okay with every moment, I am okay with everything. Everything will be okay. So if I'm putting self belief and negative belief in myself, I'm definitely not going anywhere, you know, in not just relationship, any kind of thing, but our topic today is anxiety in relationship. Cool. I let's go a little bit deeper now, let's talk about, okay, so now I found this wonderful person, you know, and there's something called Cupid. Mr. or Mrs. Cupid, I don't know, throws an arrow at me, right? And throws an arrow at the partner across me. And we are now dating, and we got this honeymoon season going on. It's like 6 months into the relationship, and all of a sudden something changes, right? Then we start, after a while, we decide to live together, and so what I was saying, Kinga, so now I, going back to the story, I met my potential partner, and we decided to live together for, you know, in the next six months, all of a sudden, Cupid disappears, right?
Mm-hmm.
The love gods and whatever, and then we start really looking into our patterns, our past patterns, and now we can probably talk about what actually happens in anxious avoidance and anxious attachments, because it's the real thing now, you know, like when you're living with someone, you really find out each other's real values and boundaries and whatnot. Can we talk a little bit on that? And
absolutely, yes. And I just want to mention that for everyone, it's a different length of period. Some people can have this next stage after honeymoon 6 months, sometimes it's 3 months, sometimes it's 1 year. It depends how fast we go with the relationship, how deep we want to go. And this is the moment when it becomes serious and we don't see the relationship and the partners through the pink glasses anymore. We start to see the differences, the challenges, and it's like in real life, there are always challenges, and I call this stage the power struggle. And this is a big trial for everyone, whether the relationship will not just survive, but let's keep that, like survive and keep going, or even moving to the next stage and thrive. So the next stage would be a commitment, full commitment of the relationship. And sometimes people are very confused because they think they're in a committed relationship, and they are, but they still are in a power struggle state because they actually have repeating conflicts. So it's like a different stories but the same pattern. And quite often what I see the most common is the anxious and avoidance attachment style, when one person, the anxious person, feels he or she, they don't love me and I need to get that love no matter what. I need to feel safe. It's all for the safety and security. And both partners play the same role of like, I want to feel safe, I want to feel secure, but they do completely different attachment style. And the anxious is like, give me the love, prove me that you love me, prove me everything, and just like being very attached, when the other partner is very avoidance and will like, leave me alone, I need my space, I need to think through, I need to like, I don't need to, it's too much, I don't want to be confronted. And it's the avoidance side of, I don't want to work on that because it's too painful, it's too messy, it's too big.
Beautiful. So what would be one key? I think you mentioned it's communication. I think for me, and let me think, I've kind of transformed from, you know, from anxious attachments to more like an anxious avoidance in a way. Not too much, but I was actually one of those, the anxious attachments. I needed love. I needed validations. I just had so, and when I put so much expectations, you know, on my partner, man, that relationship was cracked. You know, there was so much stress, so much anxiety in the whole thing, and it was better to, much better. We had to end it, you know, unfortunately. Even though, you know, we had to end it, and it was better and healthier for all of us. It was beyond repairable. There's so much resent. And I do believe that, what are some solutions here? How can we, before getting to that level of, and then you have to do forgiveness and, you know, gratitude and for all the experiences. But before this level, what can we do to live in that partnership, this kind of choice of partnership?
So the ultimate, we want to move into the secure relationship, and the secure means we are committed, we feel secure, we feel safe, because it all goes back to feeling safe and secure. So I love that you share your own experiences, because you told me actually that and everyone listening that and I see that very often people were in an anxious attachment style, and they don't want to do that because they know it's desperate. Like, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to actually work on my confidence, self-esteem, I can do better. And then you become from dependent, codependent relationship. You leave the relationship and you become independent. And as a result, quite often people become also avoidant, because avoidant means I don't want to deal with that trigger. But it's still not resolved, because you are still not in a secure. Secure means that I actually work through the triggers to figure out and to actually be happy and successful in a relationship life, so I can actually create that relationship that will be healthy, secure, and empowering. That state of being, and I see that very often these days. That's why many people are stay single. I'm fine on my own, I'm comfortable, I'm better on my own. And this is avoidance of, I don't want to go back. It's like, you never go back to the anxious attachment style if you work on yourself to become secure in a relationship.
Love it. Yeah, I always ask the questions, what do I need to do now? Do I need to talk to someone? Do I need to get a life coach? Do I need to get a relationship coach? How can I, you know, how can I see my blind spots? How can I work on myself? I love that, you know, to feel secure. How can I be more committed to this relationship? Cool. Love where we went with that one. But let's look at something deeper on the psychological level. The core reasons for relationship failure or sabotage is, let's talk about the familiar and the unfamiliar, and why do we do what we do? And what I mean by that is, like, you mentioned earlier in our conversation, we always, no matter how hard it is, no matter how much, we always go back to the film, no matter how much pain we are, we're actually building there's always a positive and negative resilience. Even the familiar can cause so much negative resilience, but we get so used to it, and we'd rather deal with the devil we know than the devil we don't know, and which is the unfamiliar. How do we self-sabotage with the familiar, and when we meet somebody in a relationship, and that becomes what happens there?
So, please first correct me if I get it right, because I really want to understand, like, your questions.
Yes.
And it's about how do we self-sabotage in a relationship. That's what you're asking for.
That's right. The biggest sabotage is not understanding that we are always in the familiar, even though it hurts us. We will stay avoidance, even though we know that's better to, you know, become and learn to be independent and not depend on someone too much. And we need to be able to be secure in ourselves. But everything else, what we're doing at the moment, we're so familiar, we're not prepared to go to the unfamiliar.
Because we don't know what really we can have as a better. And that's something that the logical people can't even imagine. That's like our mind limitation. So if we connect with our mind only, we can't see our future. We can only, like, imagine something by observing things and seeing that there is another way, but the mind will justify that it didn't happen to us. If people are more spiritual, they know there is something way bigger, and they can have better life and better relationship. But again, I want to say that it all goes back to our family, where we grew up, how we grew up, and the relationship that we had, because we are quite often, and that's fundamental lack of knowledge, because there are no schools, there is no education around that. That all the things that we do in a relationship, in a love life, comes back from our family, from our childhood. And that stays in our subconscious and even our unconscious, because first 7 years we barely remember, and that's how we actually shape our all relationship and the understanding about connection, the understanding about love, the understanding about how we see the world, how we interact with others. And the loved ones are our, like, dependent people, because as a kid we were so dependent, so it's all personal. And this is the massive, you know, trigger in self-sabotaging in a relationship. So as an example, I give you, Nick, that sometimes people experience some unhealthy or toxic relationship in their family, and they keep doing the same things because they don't know. So we put ourselves into that self-sabotage, into the pain, because we don't know any other way.
That's right.
We just don't know, and it feels like this is bigger than us, because the program runs in our mind and body since forever, and it feels like our identity.
Mm.
But with so many modalities and techniques and experts these days, we actually can change it very, very quickly.
Mm.
When we try to do it on our own, it can take long time, and it's a very long, messy journey because we don't know exactly what we need to do. But if we have someone that, okay, exactly this is supposed to do, we address those things, and we can within months or even weeks resolve very quickly that self-sabotage. For me, it was so obvious that I was repeating the same self-sabotaging pattern in my romantic relationship for over 10 years with two long-term partners.
Yeah.
And until I decided no more, and then I completely changed it in 1 year. And then I was even moving forward to changing in all the different relationships that I had. So I needed to make sure that I don't self-sabotage, and I can really be in interdependent relationship. So that's the ultimate what we want, not being in a codependent relationship, not being independent relationship when everyone does their own thing and we just go different direction, or just being staying single, but being in the interdependent relationship when we are strong, healthy, empowered, and healed individuals, and we go with another person side by side.
Mm.
We grow separately and together at the same time.
Mm. I love that. So you've basically taken them guide them on a bit of a spiritual journey. I love that. I love the independent aspect of it. And yeah, I think you've answered the question beautifully, because in psychology, it's like beautifully. We're so used to our blueprint. We looked at our parents and they had a toxic relationship. And we find that sweet partner, you know, and they're also there to teach us. And I get that. They're there to teach us. And we got to be pretty open to that, you know, pretty loving and open, keep our heart open to that. The moment we can see like a sweet relationship, but we're not familiar with it, after a while, like we want to just kill it, destroy it, because that's not what we... And this is where the toxicity comes up, because we want to... we want to be able to be familiar. Like if I had an interesting, disruptive or unfunctional family growing up, that kind of thing. And all we want to do is just destroy it, because when you see the other, your partner or potential partner, and if you can't see and communicate with each other, I get that. It's just going to go everywhere. Yeah, I love the levels of independent. So every time I'm, you know, I could get, if I'm running crappy patterns in my mind, in my psychology, I'm only going with what is familiar, and then something that is beautiful is the unfamiliar. So
absolutely.
Yeah, this is a good way to think about. Yeah, and that's where the toxicity comes out, isn't it? Because the misunderstanding of relationships, and I love where we went with our podcast here today, and it's been a beautiful holistic experience with you, Kinga. But how can I get in contact with you, our listeners here?
So I'm very active on social media, especially on Facebook. So you can easily find me on my personal page, Kinga Elizabeth Staszałek, or website lapisevolution.com. Even sending an email, kinga@lapisevolution.com. Either way, it's good. And I connect with people all around the world. It's pretty easy. Even sometimes people just Google my name and they can find it. Yes, through the social media, or through the Google, or through my website.
Beautiful. I also leave the details, your details at the end of our description of the Spotify podcast, which goes pretty well known out there. And yeah, so look, that was really good. I definitely learned a lot today, and there's been so much beautiful value, so much wonderful sharing. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us before we go?
Yes, I actually want to mention at the end, because you said that just at the end that we go into psychology, we go into and I see that how we actually can change our self-sabotage, our relationship dynamic, our love life, or anything in our life. It's pretty much the same strategy always, that we start from the surface level, which is our thoughts. And that's quite, like, as I see, like the psychology, and like really looking and like what are our thoughts, what are our emotions, and then going deeper and actually going into our beliefs, and which is our subconscious. And then if there is still some underlying issues and we're not getting the result, going into unconscious. And that's how actually people work through some kind of pattern of self-sabotage, even anxiety, Nick. It's like if the surface level, the conscious level, it's not helping me, okay, I need to go deeper into my subconscious level and see what's going on. What are the limitations? What are the self-sabotage in the subconscious level? And if it's still this not helping, and we're not getting what we want, or maybe we resolve something but still feel there is something there, yeah, like another layer. I call it like a pink, like, you know, onion, and the deepest layer is like what I don't know, because I'm completely not aware, but it play in my family dynamic since forever. And sometimes it comes even to our ancestors, and with all the people and help that we have today, like people come to me sometimes and they've done the standard therapy with the psychologist, with and they say it's been helpful to the point, but they feel there is something more. And I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a counselor, I go straight into the subconscious and unconscious. So my work is actually helping people to really let go and release from all the things that they are not aware, but they know something is blocking them and they're not getting the outcome they wish, they desire in the love and relationship area. So this is something that I wanted to point out, and everyone, that it's okay to start wherever you are. I was the person that wanted to go very deeply because the talk didn't help me. I figured out very quickly that the talk didn't help me, and I wanted to get to the core. And very often the relationship, it's in our subconscious and unconscious, because as I said, this is started since we were born. Maybe it started sometimes with like the trauma, or like some kind of betrayal started, maybe we've been 3-7 years old, but it's still very deep inside of us. So the talk won't help that much. It gives us an awareness for sure, but we don't know what are the tools to use to really release that and change the direction in our relationship dynamic.
Beautiful, Kinga. So it's really our job is to, as anxiety coach and relationship coach, is to really look into the core roots of our relationship anxiety. I think we have to wind it up, and King, this has been such a pleasure to talk to you, and we've dropped so much nuggets, and you've dropped so much nuggets. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much, Ink. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. All right, bye everyone. Bye, Kinga.
Bye.
Bye bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.